A priest on one occasion was visiting Mother Teresa in Calcutta. And for the first time, he was staying at the monastery there. And he knew that they lived in great poverty, but just not how profound that poverty was. And he was shown to his bedroom the first night, and he noticed the net around his bed. And the sister warned him. She said, "Father, make sure when you go into that netting, you don't let any mosquitoes in." He said, "Okay." So he's very careful. He got in there. He's checking around. He doesn't see any mosquitoes. Goes to bed. Wakes up the next morning, an armful of bug bites. So he goes, "Oh man, I must have missed one. You know, gosh, that's probably a few. What's going on?" So the next night, he's even more careful. He wakes up the next morning, even more bed bugs, more bug bites. 2 more days go by, and it's the first time he meets Mother Teresa. And he's so excited to see her. She welcomes him. She says, "Father, it's so great to have you. Good to see you." And she immediately notices his arm. She said, "Father, what has happened?" And he said, "Oh, I think it's mosquitoes." Well, by this time, they had become inflamed, and his arm was all red. And she looks down. She looks close, and she said, "Oh, a gift of God." And he looks at her and thinks, "Oh my gosh, this lady's crazy," right? The more time he spends there, the more he discovers that she found everything as a gift of God. And therefore, she was a woman of constant thanksgiving. My brothers and sisters, this has been at the heart of Christianity from the beginning. When early Christians would gather together, what did they name their time of worship? The Eucharist. Thanksgiving. They would gather together to give thanks to God for the gift of salvation. And Christians understand that if our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to take away the sins of the world, He can bring good out of anything. Even suffering, even death, even our sins can be redeemed and good can come from them. This is something that Mother Teresa tried to impart to her sisters. And one of the ways she would do this is whenever they would go out on a mission, she would say, "Sisters, make sure that you smile." Mother Teresa of Avila, she one time said in prayer, though I think it was kind of a phony prayer, but she said, "Dear Lord," in front of other people, "please save the world from frowny-faced saints." The reality is there are no frowny-faced saints because saints are people of joy. One time a lady came to me for confession on a Friday afternoon. And it is not often that as a priest, or at least not this priest, where you have a clear sense that the Holy Spirit is present in the sacrament of confession. But every once in a while you go, "Okay, that is not from me, that was truly from Him." This woman makes her confession, and I could tell she's kind of down, a little dour. She didn't seem too happy. But it seemed to me that she was really focused on herself, that she needed to be brought out of herself. And I said, "Okay," before I gave her absolution, I thought, "Okay, what's a good penance for this lady?" And I really quickly say, "Holy Spirit, come to my aid." And it's one of the most favorite penances I've ever given. I said to this lady, I said, "I want you to smile as much as you possibly can this entire weekend." And she looked at me and she said, "What?" "I want you to smile as much as you possibly can. So when you walk out of the confession, as you're going back to the car, I want you to be smiling. As you're driving down the street, when you see people on the street side, smile at them. Whatever errands you might have to do on your way home, do them smiling. When you're preparing dinner tonight for your children, do it with a smile. As you go to bed this evening, smile at our Lord as you fall asleep." The woman came back at the beginning of the following week and she said, "Father, I've never sensed God's presence in my life as fully as I did this weekend. I saw His hand in everything, and so I was giving Him constant thanks." One man came back to say thank you to our Lord for being healed of his leprosy. And what did our Lord say to this man on account of his thanksgiving? He says, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Now, every single one of them was cured bodily. But we only know of one of them that was cured interiorly, that had his soul set free. And it was the one who gave thanks. Miracles can be worked in people's lives. Healings can take place. And yet they might not be on the road to salvation. And our Lord reveals today that thanksgiving is one of the means to ensure that we are on that path. I was speaking to an exorcist not too long ago, and he said something when I first heard it, I thought, oh, that can't be. He said to me, the sacrament of confession is infinitely more powerful than the rite of exorcism. And I looked at him and I said, how can that be? He said, a person who is possessed can go to confession and they can be set free from their sins. And if they died while still possessed, they would go to heaven. But a person who is possessed can go through an exorcism and be set free from the evil spirit and yet still remain in a state of sin. And their soul can be lost. My brothers and sisters, are we first and foremost concerned about our souls being clean than our bodies? Is the state of our soul the most important things in our life to ensure that we are on the path to salvation? Let us choose today anew to be people of joy, that joy will erupt forth in thanksgiving, and that thanksgiving will lead us on the path to heaven. And I close with these words of Mother Teresa. She said, take whatever God gives, and give whatever He takes with a smile.